the boards, and so we're going to take all the time we can to make sure we get through the study.
那今天呢，我们会继续学习罗马书。然后今天我们看，我们摆出了两张黑板，因为今天我们需要写一些东西来让整个逻辑更清楚一些。所以我们之前先做一个祷告。
So we'll pray. Lord, we pray that you'll be with us today and that you will teach us.
主啊，谢谢您今天与我们同在，教导我们。
We thank you, Lord, for the wonder of the truth of God, but sometimes it's just a little hard for us to understand.
主啊，谢谢您把神的恩典和真理解开给我们听，但是有的时候让我们在我们里面有时候难理解。
And so, Lord, we pray that you will help us understand today so that we not only know, but that we get excited about the wonderful truth of God.
主啊，盼望今天能把我们的理解赐给我们，让我们不但知道，也能够因着所知道的真理而兴奋和高兴。
Cause us, Lord, we pray, to get excited and then to live your wonderful truth.
也让我们不但能够高兴，能够活出您那美好的真理。
Thank you for everyone who's here today, Lord, and bless us each one, we pray.
也谢谢今天能带您带来的每一位，祝福我们在座的每一位。
We give thanks in Jesus' name.
这样的感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. 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 Just to remind you that we want all of you to have a Bible. If you come 5 weeks, you get a Bible. Emma got her Bible on Sunday, and we're happy. And you come 5 times, we want you to have a Bible, and then bring it back like Emma did today.
来五次呢，我们会送大家一本圣经。所以，就像 Emma 刚刚过去的一周，我们给了她一本圣经。所以大家记得五次以后，我希望每个人有一本自己的圣经能读。
Last week, Eric was speaking to you from Romans chapter 5.
上一周呢Eric 跟大家查了罗马书的五章。
I was not able to be with you last week. Thank you for praying for me.
上一周因为我生病的原因，我就没有办法跟大家在一起。谢谢大家为我祷告。
And I've got a special request. Keep praying for me.
然后我有个特别的请求，也求您请求大家继续为我祷告。
All right, so today we're going to read a section, the last part of chapter 5 of the book of Romans.
那今天呢，我们会从罗马书五章的最后一部分开始讲起。
And we're going to read, first of all in Chinese, then in English, from verse 12 down through the end of the chapter.
那我们会从十二节读到五章的最后。Shall we read around?
I think we should read around, yes. I should just remind you that this is biblical logic.
我要提醒大家，这个是一个圣经的逻辑，所以它是非常理性的一段话。
So try to follow the logic as we're reading.
在我们读的时候呢，我们跟随这个逻辑来理解。然后我们一人一节，从十二节读到五章的最后。这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
没有律法之先，罪已经在世上，但没有律法，罪也不算罪。
然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的也在他的权下。亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预象。
只是过犯不如恩赐，若因一人的过犯众人都死了，何况神的恩典与那耶稣基督一人恩典中的赏赐，岂不更加倍的临到众人吗？
因一人犯罪就定罪，也不如恩赐。原来审判是由一人而定罪，恩赐乃是由许多过犯而称义。
若因一人的过犯死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？
如此说来，因一次过犯众人都被定罪，照样因一次的义行众人也就被称义得生命了。
背逆，众人成了罪人；照样因一人的顺从，众人也成了义。
律法本是外天的，叫过犯显多，只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。
就如罪作王叫人死，照样恩典也借着义作王，叫人因我们的主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督得永生。
All right, let's do it together then in English.
你一起用英语读啊。
Verse 12. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men, because all sinned. For before the law was given, sin was in the world. But sin is not taken into account when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, as did Adam, who was a pattern of the one to come. But the gift is not like the trespass, for the many died by the trespass of the one man. How much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many? Again, the gift of God is not like the result of one man's sin. The judgment followed one sin and brought condemnation, but the gift followed many trespasses and brought justification. For if, by the trespass of one man, death reigned through the one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? Consequently, just as the result of one trespass was condemnation for all men, so also the result of one act of righteousness was justification that brings life for all men. For just as through the obedience of one man the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man the many will be made righteous. The law was added so that the trespass might increase, but sin increased, grace increased all the more, so that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All right. So, those verses are hard to understand.
这些的经文呢, 有一点难理解。
To understand them, you have got to follow all the logic.
为了完全的理解呢, 我们需要跟随它一个逻辑的链条。
So today I'm going to put on the boards
所以今天我要用这两块黑板,
a presentation of the logic so that hopefully you can begin to follow it.
那把这个逻辑呢, 画出来, 这样的话, 让大家更好理解。
So I'm going to stand up and I'm going to start writing. We're going to read again verse 12.
我们再读一遍12节。
Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because all sinned. All right, so we're going to try to write this up so that you can see it. And I'm going to write on both boards eventually, but we're going to start by the fact that the verse 12 refers to one man. Who was the first man to sin?
所以整个这个经文讲到了一个人，那谁是第一个犯罪的？
What was his name?
他名字叫什么
？Adam，
叫亚当。
Okay, so we're starting with Adam.
好，我们从亚当开始。
What did Adam do?
亚当做了什么呢
？He sinned.
他犯了罪。
Okay, Adam never should have sinned.
所以他本不应该犯罪的哈。
But one day he took of the fruit, he ate the fruit. God said that is sin, Adam. What happens to Adam because he sinned?
所以，有一天他吃了那个果子，神说这是不可以吃的，所以他犯罪了。他犯罪以后的结果是什么呢
？Okay, Adam sinned.Death.
罪的后果就是死啊，所以这三个是很清楚的逻辑链。
One man,
一个人
sin entered into the world,
借着他
death by sin.
罪就进了世界，然后呢，因着罪，死就掌了权。
Now we were told earlier in the book of Romans that the soul that sins will die.
所以我们在罗马书前面看见的，就是一切犯罪的都是难免一死。
Because Adam sinned, he died. But because Adam sinned, we all became sinners. We inherited the sin nature, and because we were like Adam, we die. We will all die because we are all sinners. All right? In this way.Death came to all men because all of us sinned.
这就是十二节讲的，罪一个人进了世界，死又从罪来，死临到众人，因为我们每一个人都是从亚当的继承了这罪性，所以众人都犯了罪。
All right, now let's read verse 15.
好，十五节。
But the gift is not like the trespass or the sin.
那过犯不如恩赐哈。
For if the many died by the trespass of one man, that was Adam, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many?
所以他说的不如的比较呢是这么比的：如果一个人就是亚当犯了罪呢，大家都因为这一次的犯罪就都死了。更何况神因着耶稣基督一个人恩典，把恩典加倍临到众人呢
？So in verse 15, you've got another logic flow.
所以在十五节，你又看见另外一个逻辑。
In verse 15, it goes like this: There's one man, his name is Jesus Christ.
所以在十五节里，你又看见有一个人，他的名字叫耶稣基督。
What did Jesus do?
他做了什么呢
？Jesus did. I can't remember the word that was there. Let me see if I can see it again.
Came by the grace.
Okay, so there's several words here. I'm going to put in. First of all, Jesus lived a life of righteousness.
那第一呢？耶稣活了一个公义的生命啊，就他是圣洁的。
And what he did because of his righteousness, he gave us a gift. And the gift was called grace.
因着他就给出了一个礼物啊，或者说一个恩典。
Okay, and so Jesus came, he died because of his one gift of righteousness by the gift of grace. He led to...And the word is life. We'll get to that as we see later on.
所以耶稣他有公义，他把这个公义当作礼物和恩典呢，在他的恩典里当作礼物给出来的时候呢，他把接受者呢就让接受者得着了什么？得着了生命啊！最终得着的是生命。
So you can see a parallelism here.
所以你会看见一个平行。
Adam was one man. Jesus is one man.
所以平行在于呢，亚当是一个人，耶稣也是一个人。
Adam sinned,
亚当犯罪了。
Jesus did righteousness.
那耶稣却行了公义。
The sin led to death,
那罪带来死啊。
But the righteousness of Jesus leads to life.
那耶稣所行的公义呢，借着恩典和礼物啊，却让我们得到生命。我们有个比较，这是一个比较。
And this entire section that we read follows this logic several times.
所以整个一大段我刚才读的呢，其实是一直跟着这个逻辑啊，就这两条逻辑线条。
But it's very simple. Adam sinned, and because of his sin, he got death. Jesus did righteousness, because of his righteousness, he gives life.
亚当犯罪，因着罪就来了死。耶稣行公义，因着公义就得着生命。
All right. Who gets this?
谁得着左边的这一块？
Everybody, because we're all sinners.
每一个人嘛，因为我们都是罪人。
Who gets this?
那谁得到右边这一块？
Everyone who receives the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么一个接受基督成为救主的。
It's available for everybody.
这个是对每一个人都是可以得的。
But it's only those who believe who get it.
那只对那些信的人啊，他才有用。
All right. So, Verse 13 then. For before the law was given, sin was in the world, but sin is not taken into account when there is no law.
没有律法之前，罪已经在世上，但没有律法，罪也不算罪。
So there was no law given at this point when Adam was alive. There was no law given until Moses gave the law in the book of Exodus.
所以在亚当生活的时代呢，没有律法，直到摩西的时候呢，神才在出埃及的时候把律法颁下来。
But death came upon us all because we were all sinners. Verse 14 says, Nevertheless, death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command as did Adam.Who was a pattern of the one to come.
然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的也在他的权下。亚当乃是那后来要来之人的预象。
So we all became sinners because we were descendant from Adam.
我们都是罪人，因为我们都是在亚当的后裔里的。
And if we believe, we can all end up with life.Because we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们信靠耶稣基督，我们却都会得永生，因为我们的永生是藏在他里面的，是从信靠他来的。
All right, let's go back to verse 15 again.
那我们再回到十五节。
It says the gift is not like the trespass.
但是过犯不如恩赐。
Okay, so.The sin is also called trespass.
所以罪呢，也被称作过犯。
Okay, to trespass means to go against. Okay, that's break the law. If you're not supposed to go over there, if you go, you've trespassed. You see sometimes a sign on a fence, no trespassing. Don't go over that fence. Here's the law of God.Don't go over it.
所以 the trespass 这个词的意思就是越过，越过就有的时候你会在外面看见，比如说一个栅栏上啊，别人私家的领地上面会挂一块牌子 ，No trespass 就是不能穿过，就是你穿过呢就侵犯别人的私人的家的领地了，那这个就等同于我们这里讲的犯法啊或犯律法，就是你有一条，但是你穿过了，律法写下来你穿过了就算过犯。
All right, so verse 15 says that the trespass of one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many?
十五节讲到一个人的恩典啊，就是耶稣基督一个人的恩典啊，会加倍临到众人。
In this verse, you've got...One man and the implication to many men. And then you've got another man and the implication to many men.
所以在这一段的比较里你会看见有一个人以及因着这个人的行为啊对众人的影响和另外一个人他对众人的影响。
All right, so one man, Adam, was a sinner.
一个人亚当他是个罪人。
And because of one man, many sin.
因着一个罪人亚当呢，人人都是罪人，都犯罪，因为我们是他的后裔。
Actually, it's not true. It's all sin.
人人都犯了罪。
Okay, and because all sin, all die.
所以因为人人都犯了罪呢，也就都死了。
So verse 15 says exactly the same thing is true over here. One man is Jesus.
所以十五节也讲了一样的对比，也是一个人，这个人还是耶稣。
And because of his righteousness, life can come to all men.
因为他的义啊，生命也可以给到所有人。
Some people say it's not fair that I die because Adam sinned. I die. That's not fair.
所以有的人会说呢，哎呀，亚当犯了罪，我要死啊，这个好像不太公平。
Well, this is also true because Jesus died. One man, he can give life to all men. Is that fair? That's pretty good. That's what we get really excited about. That. What one man dies.I get to go to heaven. Jesus died, and I get to go to heaven.
但同样，你看
，We tell people about that. That's good news.
但你看另一边呢？你看耶稣死了，但所有人借着他的死和救赎呢，又都能上天堂。这确实是让我们非常兴奋的好消息啊！我们愿意把这个消息分享给别人。所以你会看见，神的恩典总是大过我们的过犯的。
All right, verse 16 now.
十六节。
Again, the gift of God is not like the result of the one man's sin. The judgment followed one sin and brought condemnation, but the gift followed many trespasses and brought justification.
十六节说一个人的犯罪啊就定罪也不如恩赐，为什么不如呢？他说原来审判啊是一个人定罪就审判了，但是恩赐呢，就是耶稣基督的恩赐，是他把许多的过犯都赦免了，他称义。
All right, so can we explain this?
我们来解释一下这样的意思。
Here we've got one sin.
这里我们看见一个人犯罪了。
And because of one sin.There's many sins.
那因为一个人犯罪了呢，众人都犯了罪，而且这个罪的。
And because of that, there's many deaths.
罪的后果就都是死了。
So from one sin comes many sin and many deaths. It's all started with just one.
所以因着一次哈，后面带来的罪和死亡就是很多很多了。
Jesus was one man.
反过来你来看，耶稣是一个人。
And his one life,
他的一生
brought righteousness and gifts and grace.
然后给出来的公义
to cover, really all sin covered.All sins covered as it should be. All sins covered and all righteousnesses. Okay?
所以因着一个人的生命，耶稣他借着恩典和礼物给出来的公义呢，是遮盖了所有的罪。让所有人都得着了公义。
If the one sin led to many sins, the one life leads to the forgiveness of many sins by the gift and the grace of God, which ultimately leads to the righteousnesses of our lives.
所以一个人犯罪所带来的后果是许许多多的罪和死，但是一个人的生命呢？ 他却能把所有的进程逆转了，他能让所有的罪的后果他都能够承担来赦免。
So this is the bad news.
所以左边这个是个坏消息。
This is where everybody finds himself in life.
这是每一个人一开始啊在自己生命里有的那个状态。
And these laws prevail whether we believe or not.
这些的律是掌权的哈，就不管我们信或不信，这就是一个律了，我们生命中的律。
But that's just the bad news. This is the good news.
那右边是好消息。
The same logic only in reverse, going back to all that is good.
那同样的逻辑，但只不过呢，它反向了，它逆转了所有罪的后果。
So when the Lord Jesus Christ came, He put everything in reverse, and He went back.To make good all that sin did from Adam to make bad.
所以当耶稣来的时候，他让所有因着罪而来要承担的过犯的后果呢，他都赦免了，然后把亚当以来的这些进程通通扭转了。
All right, we're going to keep going just a little bit more.
我们继续往下。
Verse 18.
十八节。
Consequently.Just as the result of one trespass was condemnation for all men, so also the result of one act of righteousness when Jesus died on the cross was justification that brings life for all men.
如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪；照样因一次的义行，众人也就被称义，得生命了。
So God says, all right, we're just going to put it in reverse. Adam sinned, and there was distress for all. Jesus is righteous, and there's life for all.
所以神说呢，我现在把这个进程扭转过来。亚当犯了罪，带来了死哈。那现在耶稣来了，他带来了生命。
And verse 19 basically says the same thing.
十九节也在讲同样的事。
For just as through the disobedience of the one man Adam,The many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous.
因一人的悖逆呢，众人成为罪人；照样因一人的顺从，众人也成为义人。
Why was I a sinner?
为什么我是个罪人呢？
My father Adam was a sinner.
因为我的祖先亚当是个罪人。
Why am I now righteousness?
为什么我现在变成
righteous?
我变成义人了呢?
My father Jesus was righteous.
因为我的祖先耶稣是个义人。
If I inherit sin from Adam,
如果
I can inherit righteousness from Jesus.
如果我从亚当能继承罪性，我也能从耶稣继承他的义。
Is that a good deal?
这是不是好交易呢?
That's a good deal.
是的。
Yeah. All right. Now, verse 17.
十七节。
For if by the trespass of the one man, death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ?
若因一人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王，更何况那些受洪恩之蒙受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中作王吗？
So what does it mean to reign?
那作王什么意思？统治是什么意思？
And in the days of the Bible, kings were what we call absolute rulers.
在那个写这个圣经的时代呢，我们都知道所谓的王呢，就是一个绝对的统治者。
Today there's a queen in England.
所以今天呢，英格兰还有女王啊。
She reigns in the British Empire.
所以她在不列颠的这个王国，她是做王的。
How much power does she have?
她有多大的权力呢？
Not very much.
不是太大哈，这个权力。
Who's more powerful in Canada, Queen Elizabeth or Justin Trudeau?
比如说在加拿大呢，是加拿大总理。还是女王权力更大。
Justin Trudeau is the he's a bigger boss in the queen.
是应该是这个总理啊，是特鲁多总理的权柄更大。
But in the days of the Bible, kings were absolute rulers.
但是写圣经那个时候呢，王还是有个绝对的权威的。
In the days of the Lord Jesus, the Roman Tsar, the Roman Caesars were considered to be God. They had such absolute control.
所以在耶稣在的时候是罗马时代啊，罗马时代的这些王啊是几乎被人当作神来拜。
In the days of Daniel, you read about him in the Bible. In the days of Daniel,The king was Nebuchadnezzar.
所以在但以理的时代啊，那时候的王是尼布甲尼撒。
He was an absolute ruler.
他是个绝对的统治者。
And the Bible says of him, whom he would he slew, and whom he would he kept alive. And if he liked you, he would kill you. Or he could keep you alive. If he didn't like you, he could kill you.
所以呢，这个王的权柄大到一个程度，生杀之权都在他手里啊！他想要杀谁就杀谁，想要让人活就让人活。
So you didn't fight Nebuchadnezzar because he would just say, "Kill him, you're dead." He could do anything he wanted. He was the king. He was the boss.
所以呢，你不会想去跟尼布甲尼撒有矛盾，因为他想要杀谁就杀谁，也他是那个最大的掌权者。
All right, now, we've got to follow the logic here of the king.
所以现在我们要看一下这里的逻辑啊，为什么讲到做王。
Verse 17 says, death reigned.
因为十七节讲的死做了王。
Okay, so here we are.
好，现在我们来看，他的逻辑又往前进了一步，他讲到了做王这个概念。
That's a crown.
对，这是一个皇冠。
Okay, that's the crown that goes on the head of whoever's reigning.
所以这个皇冠是戴在那个要做王的那个人头上。
And verse 17 says that at the present time, death is the king.
所以在现在呢，十七节说呢，在现在这个时代呢，死是那个王啊，就死是那个戴皇冠的。
Is that true in our world?
这是不是在我们这世界是真的呢？
Yes, death is king. Doesn't matter who he is, sooner or later he dies.
所以不管是谁呢，早早晚晚他都会死的。
Been a long time since you've met anybody who's 200 years old.
你什么时候碰到过一个人是200岁的？
Death.
没有的。
Right.
所以死是做王的。
Now when Adam...was first created, who was reigning in the world?
当亚当第一次被造的时候，谁是世界的王啊？
Who was reigning in the world when Adam was created?
亚当受造的时候，谁是这个世界的王呢？
It was Adam, wasn't it?
就是亚当，不是吗？亚当是受造来管理这全地的。
Okay, and God said to Adam, Adam, You have dominion over the whole world, Adam. You can do anything you want. You're the boss, Adam.
所以神对亚当说呢，你有权柄啊，管理着全地，你是这权柄的主，哦，你是全地的主。
Okay, and so Adam was a very effective ruler.
所以亚当是一个非常有效率的统治者。
And of course, there came a big problem one day. That was that the serpent, the snake.Started talking to Eve.
现在有一天有一个大麻烦，就是蛇呢开始跟夏娃说话了。
And he told her, and he said, "Now Eve, if you just take this fruit, you'll be wise, and the fruit will taste very, very good, and you'll know good and evil. It's a wonderful thing, Eve. You take the fruit."
所以蛇就诱骗夏娃说，你就吃这果子啊，这会让你变得聪明啊，知道善恶，然后会很好吃，这果子也很好吃，你可以尝一下。
Now, if the devil came to you with that kind of an offer, what would you say?
如果是蛇来到你面前给你这样一个选择，你会怎么说呢？
I know what I would like to have said. I would probably say, what's it going to cost?
那我觉得我会问他啊，这个吃这个会有什么代价吗？
It's always nice to know what it's going to cost before you buy, isn't it?
所以呢，你不管买什么东西，你总想要知道价钱吧。
I made a mistake here at the chapel a few months ago, and the man did some work for us here at the chapel, and I didn't ask him ahead of time what it was going to cost.
所以我前一阵呢，我也犯了个错误，就有人来教会，我又忘了问他的成本啊，问他价格是什么，我可能买了一样东西。
He charged me too much.
后来发现呢，他要的价钱好高的。
I was so embarrassed. I paid the money out of my own pocket.Rather than charging the chapel, because I made a mistake, I didn't find out what it was going to cost.
所以呢，我就很窘迫啊，我就很尴尬，所以我就自己掏钱了，也没有让这个教会来付，因为这是我的责任啊，因为我没有事先问他价格是多少。
All right, so verse 21, what's it say?
所以二十一节这里说什么呢？
So that just as sin reigned in death.
就如罪作王叫人死。
What happened to the crown when Adam sinned?
所以当亚当夏娃当亚当犯罪之后啊，这个皇冠发生什么了？
The devil said, Adam, here's some fruit.And Adam reached out to take the fruit, and sin reached out and took the crown from Adam.
所以你会发现这里有很有意思一件事，就是蛇呢说跟亚当说你就可以吃，而亚当吃了呢，他把果子接进来吃了，然后呢，蛇就把这个皇冠呢从他手里拿走。
And when Adam sinned, he lost his crown.
所以亚当犯罪之后呢，他就失去了他的皇冠。
Do you think the devil told him it was going to happen?
你觉得蛇有没有告诉他会发生什么？
No, the devil won't tell you.
所以魔鬼是不会告诉你的，不会告诉你犯罪的后果是什么的。
What happens when you sin?
所以你犯罪之后会发生什么？
Sin takes your crown from you.
所以会把你的皇冠拿走的。
And instead of you ruling in life, sin rules in your life.
所以不是你自己在你的生命中掌权，然后罪就在你里面掌权了。
Oh, you say this is terrible?
你说啊，这个很糟糕。
We talked this morning about the terrible sin of committing adultery.
所以今天早晨我们查经的时候，我们讲到了这么糟糕的一个罪啊，叫犯奸淫。
And there are so many men and women who've committed adultery.And then they find out afterward how much it cost.
就像很多的人，男人、女人，当他们犯了奸淫之后，他才知道，哦，原来这个成本和代价如此的大。
Now remember, the Lord Jesus said this, John chapter 8.
就记得在耶稣在。
He who commits sin becomes the slave to sin.
就像耶稣在约翰福音八章说的。一切犯罪的啊，就是罪的奴仆了。
I would like to preach that from every street corner in Canada.
所以我特别愿意把这样的一个道理啊，在加拿大每一个角落都去讲。
Our schools don't teach this.
今天我们的学校已经不再讲这个道理。
Hollywood doesn't teach this.
好莱坞也不再讲这个道理了。
The politicians don't teach this.
政客们更不喜欢这个道理。
What men and women sin.They lose their crown.
当人犯罪了以后呢，他其实就失去了他生命的冠冕。
And James says that lust, when it is conceived, brings forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, brings forth death.
就像雅各在雅各书里说的，就是私欲怀了胎啊，就生出罪来；罪既怀了胎呢，就生出死来。
What does sin do with his crown?
然后。罪把这个冠冕抢过来，他会交给谁啊？
Sin gives the crown to death.
罪把冠冕从亚当手里抢过来之后，就交给了死。
That's not where the story ends.
但好消息是故事并没有在这停下来。
All right, let's see if we can go to the other side of our story.
我们看看我们故事的另一面啊。
Verse 21 again.
21节，继续21节。
So that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness.
就如罪作王叫人死，照样恩典也借着义作王。
What happened when Jesus died?
耶稣死的时候发生什么了？
Jesus rose victorious over death.
所以耶稣胜过了罪啊，因为他从死里复活了。
Is the resurrection of Jesus Christ important?
耶稣的复活重不重要呢？
Why?
为什么重要？
Because when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, he took the crown from death.
所以当耶稣从死里复活的时候，他就把冠冕呢从死那里夺回来。
And what did he do with the crown that he took from death? Verse 21.
啊，二十一节说他把这冠冕夺回来之后，他怎么处理的？
He gave it to Grace.
他把这个冠冕交给了恩典，就像蛇把冠冕交给了罪一样。耶稣把冠冕交给了恩典。
What does it say? It says grace reigns.
所以恩典就做了王了。
Sin reigns over here.
所以你会看对应的是在这边的左边是罪是做王。
Jesus said no, sin doesn't have to reign anymore.
所以耶稣说
grace can reign.
所以耶稣说罪再也不做王了，现在是恩典做王。
What is grace?
恩典是什么？
Grace is God giving to us what we don't deserve.
恩典就是神把我们本不配得的东西给我。
I'm a sinner.
我是个罪人。
I deserve death.
我本来配得是死亡的。
Jesus says, Harold, sin doesn't have to reign anymore. Grace will reign.
所以耶稣说呢，哦 ，Harold， 罪不再做王了，现在恩典开始做王。
Well, I get excited about that.
然后我就特别高兴了。
I said, this is absolutely marvelous.
我说这个太美好了。
Sin would normally tear me down and destroy me.
因为罪常常做的就是把我撕碎然后毁掉。
But Jesus took the crown.
耶稣现在
from sin.
从罪里把冠冕抢回来了。
And he gave it to grace.
然后他把冠冕给了恩典。
So that I could be righteous.
然后借着这个呢，我可以得着公义和神一切的祝福。
Where is it in? Verse 17.
十七节。
For if by the trespass of one man sin reigned through that one man.How much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life?
十七节，这就是十七节的意思。如果一个人过犯，死就因一个人做了王，更何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，那这更岂不是更要因耶稣一个人所得的这恩典啊，在生命中做王吗？
What did Jesus do with the crown?
那耶稣怎么来处理这冠冕的？
He gave it to grace.
他给了恩典。
What does grace do with the crown?
那恩典怎么来对待这冠冕呢？
He gives it to.
他给了。
Put your name in there.
你可以把你的名字写在上面。他给了我们每一个人呢，每一个人。
This poor sinner gets the crown back.
所以这个可怜的罪人把冠冕，把亚当丢掉的冠冕又抢回来了。
And Harold can reign in life. That's what the Bible says.
这样的话 ，Harold 可以在他的生命中。
How does he get to reign in life? It's all by grace.
再掌权，他如何掌权呢？是借着恩典。
How did grace get it? Jesus died.
他恩典怎么得着的？是因为耶稣死了。
Is that good news?
这是不是个好消息呢
You'll just have to forgive me. I tend to blubber a lot. When I was in the hospital,
我在医院的时候,
the doctors were talking to me.
医生跟我说,
and I started to weep.
然后我开始,
and they thought, uh-oh, this man's really sick. And so they wanted to know what was wrong. I said, listen, those aren't tears of sorrow. Those are tears of joy.
所以我在医院的时候呢, 当我跟医生在讲神的福音, 我也会掉泪, 然后医生会说, 哎呀, 这个病人好像不行了, 这个我要看一下怎么回事, 然后我要告诉他呢, 这不是一个忧伤的眼泪, 这是一个喜乐的眼泪。
We get excited about this because it's just so good.
然后我要 如此的兴奋, 因为这个好消息是如此的好。
Okay, what kind of grace is this?
然后这样的恩典是一个什么样的恩典呢?
All right, chapter 5 again, verse 20.
五章的二十节。
So the law was added that the trespass might increase.
就是律法是外添的啊，是叫罪和过犯显多的。
But where sin increased, grace increased.
Amen.
All the more.
Amen. 只是罪在哪里显多啊，恩典在那里也显多，就是恩典永远大过罪。
Okay, so here's the question. How big?
就是
How big is that sin?
就这个罪有多大呢?
非常非常大。 How powerful is that sin?
那个罪的权势又有多大呢?
If you don't know, read your newspaper.
如果你还不知道呢, 你就去读报纸, 你就知道。
All over the world, the tragedy of sin.
你就能读到的都是全世界满了各种各样的悲剧和哀伤啊。
How big is this grace?
那这个恩典又有多大呢?
Bigger?
要大, 要远大过罪。
Sin is big.
罪很大。
Grace is bigger.
罪恩典更大。
Sin is powerful.
罪很有权势。
Grace is more powerful.
恩典就更有权势了。
Sin is bad.
罪非常糟糕。
Grace is more good. Than the bad.
然后恩典却比这样的糟糕呢, 要好得多得多。
Sin will destroy.
这个程度上要好得多得多。
Grace will rebuild.
Amen.
所以罪是,
and make it far greater and far better.
罪是摧毁的, 是毁坏的, 但是, 恩典是重新建的, 而且建的比以前要更加好, 更加大。
Adam sinned.
所以亚当犯罪了。
How much did he lose?
他失去了多少呢?
He lost the world.
他失掉了世界。
Grace is better. What is grace going to do?
恩典更好, 那恩典要做什么呢?
Grace is going to give you heaven.
因为恩典要给你天堂啊。
What would you rather have?
那你要什么呢?
You rather live where God made a place for you, or would you rather live where he made a place for himself?
你是愿意住在神给你造的一个地方, 还是愿意 住在神自己住的地方呢?
If Queen Elizabeth were to come to me today and say, Harold, I like you very much. I'd like to make a house for you.
如果今天的 伊丽莎白女王来跟我说, Harold, 我愿意给你造一幢房子。
I would say, that's very, very nice. Thank you very much. Where do I get to live?
然后我说, 哎呀, 很好, 谢谢你, 那我要住在哪呢?
She said, well, you can live down there on that street.
她说你可以住在那个街的尽头。
I say, no, I'd rather live with you.
我说不, 我还是愿意住在你那里。
She said, you can't live with me, I'm queen.
她说, 我是女王, 你不能跟我住在。
My house is better than your house.
我的房子肯定比你的要好嘛。
Okay. Jesus said, Harold, you come and live with me.
但耶稣说, 你来啊, Harold, 你来跟我同住。
Okay. And so the verse is, we get to reign in life. And where sin abounded, grace did much. More about.
虽然我们做了犯罪的事, 罪掌权, 但是恩典的掌权比罪掌权更大, 它所带来的祝福要更大, 是程度上。
All right, well, the much mores are very, very interesting. So, verse 9, chapter 5 and verse 9.
让我们再往前倒，看到五章的九节。
Seeing we have been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him?
要这里有很多个更啊，我们看五章九节有一个更，现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
When you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, your sins are all forgiven.
当你接受耶稣基督成为你救主的时候呢，你的罪就都赦免了。
Is that the end?
这是不是一个句号呢？
No, that's the beginning.
这是一个开始。
The much more comes after the fact that your sins are forgiven.
啊，因为有更多的恩典要到后面才来，而不单单是你的罪的赦免，这只是一个开始。
Because your sins are forgiven, you get to enter into all the much more.
正是因为你的罪得赦免，你才能够进到那更多更多的祝福里去。所以这是一个开始，这是一个门。
All right, verse 10.
第十节。
For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more...Having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life?
因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的生得救了。
Okay, when Jesus died for us, he forgave our sins and he gave us life.
所以当耶稣为我们死了，他给了我们生命，他赦免了我们的罪。
But when he rose again,
所以当他死里复活了以后呢？
He gave us more than that, didn't he?
那他肯定给我们的会更多嘛，对不对？
If all Jesus did was die for you, you would say thank you very much.
如果耶稣所做的一切就只是为你死了，你说哦，谢谢你，非常好。
But if Jesus rose again from the dead,
如果耶稣现在是从死里复活了，
you would say you're alive? We would say yes. Well then, we would say, Lord, if you're alive,If you love me enough to die for me, what kinds of good things are you going to give me now that you're alive?
Amen. 所以如果你看见他死了给你带来的是何等之好，你知道他今天还活着，而且要活到永永远远，他这样的活，他这样的生命要给你的祝福，岂不是比单单一次死要大得多吗？
Okay, so what you've got over here is much more good news.
所以我们右边看见的都是这个更呢。就更多好的消息。
It's true, this is bad news.
所以呢，左边的确这是事实，这是坏消息。
But this is so much more good news that we say, I'm not worried about that anymore. Look what I've got. I've got all this good news.
所以呢，我们借着耶稣基督，我们说，哦，我们在想左边的事了。这个已经过去了。我们现在看见的都是右边的一切的祝福。
So in Romans chapter 5 then.Paul is saying, listen, I want you to get excited about all the wonderful things Jesus has done for you.
所以保罗在罗马书五章就是想传递这个信息给我们，说我想要告诉你们啊，耶稣这个好消息真的是很让人兴奋。
All right. That's an outline of the chapter. Questions now. Things that I've missed out. What are your comments?
这是一个简单的提纲啊，为了我们这一章，那大家有什么问题吗？这一章上次 Eric 弟兄也分享过。
Questions, comments.
有没有什么问题或者评论吗？
Alright, let's read verse 21 again.
我们再读一遍21节。
So that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
就如罪作王叫人死，照样恩典借着义作王，叫因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。
Okay, so we get eternal life. When we trust Jesus Christ as Savior,
当我们接受基督成为救主的时候，我们就得着。
How good, how complete, how wonderful is that eternal life? That's a picture of our eternal life.
永生有多好呢？就是我们右边看见的这一切嘛。
All right, back to verse 17.
我们回到十七节。
For if by the trespass of one man death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness in life reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ?
若因一人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？
So according to verse 17, what do you have to do in order to reign in life?
所以按照十七节呢，你要这个义，要这个恩典在你生命中做王，你要做什么事呢？
You have to receive God's provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness.
你要做的就是，何况后面这些词啊，那些受这个之义的，你要接受嘛，你要把这样礼物接进来，礼物才是你的，所以要先信了才接受。
Okay, it's all there. What do you have to do to get it?
那你怎么才能得着呢？这个恩典，白白的恩典在那里，你怎么才能得呢？
You have to receive it.
因为你要接受嘛，礼物你要接受才是你的。
So when I was a little boy, I was sitting in this room.
我在这个小孩子的时候呢，我也坐在这个房间里听课。
And the preacher pulled out some money.
然后呢，传道人呢，他会拿出一块硬币来。
And he put it here on the table.
然后他会把硬币呢放在桌子上。
And he said, "I'm going to give that. I think it was a 50-cent piece. I'm going to give that 50-cent piece to any boy or any girl who wants it."
然后这个传道人会说呢，我要把这半块钱五毛钱放在桌上，不管男孩女孩谁想要的就可以来拿。
He said, "Come and get it."
他们就说呢，你们来拿就好了。
And most of us sat there like that.
然后我们所有人都坐在那一动不动。
And one boy got up.
然后一个男孩子站起来。
And he went and he put it in his pocket.
他站起来以后过去拿了就放在口袋里。
Okay, did he do the right thing?
他做没做对的事？
Of course he did.
他当然做了。
Okay, do you want that?
你想不想要这个恩典呢？
How are you going to get it?
你怎么样才能得呢？
You've got to receive it.
你要去拿进来嘛，你要接进来。
You've got to say, Lord Jesus, that's what I want. I want your gift. I want your grace. If you're offering it, I'm going to receive it.
你说主啊，我愿意要这恩典，这就是我所想要的。如果你提供了这个，我就要啊，我现在就接到我心里来。
Okay, we had lunch today.
今天中午我们一起吃了午餐。
The only people who had lunch today were the people who received the lunch that was there.
那今天能享受这午餐的人都是谁呢？都是愿意留下来吃的人嘛。
Some of you came after lunch.
那么有的人是午餐之后才来的。
Too bad, it was a good lunch.
很不幸，因为午餐很好吃，你没吃到。
Jesus says you can have it if you will receive it. You can have it.
耶稣说呢，你可以有，只要你愿意接受。这个恩典是给每一个人白白预备。
How do you receive it?
然后你怎么才能接进来呢？
I think it was after the story about the coin. I'm not sure how soon after, maybe a few days or a few months or a few years.
然后那个我刚才讲的这个半块钱的故事之后，也许几天，也许几个月哈，那个又发生一件事。
But I was lying in my bed one night.
那我呢就躺在我自己的床上啊，有一天晚上。
And I said to myself, Harold.
然后我就
When did you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior?
然后我就对自己说，我说 Harold, 你什么时候想接受耶稣基督成为你自己的救主？
I asked myself the question, do you believe it?
然后我就问自己一个问题，你相信他吗？
I said, yeah, I believe it.
然后我自己说，是的，我是相信他。
I said, well, when did you believe it?
然后我就说，你什么时候信他的？
I said, well, I don't know when I first believed it. I believed it today. I believed it yesterday.
我说我也记不清啊，反正我就信他，也许是今天，也许是昨天。
But then I said, Harold, did you ever receive it?
然后我就问自己，我说 Harold, 你信他，你有没有把他接进来？
And I said, you know, I've never thanked the Lord Jesus Christ for dying for my sins.
然后我就意识到，我说我从来没有为耶稣基督替我死了这件事啊，我来感谢他。
I've never actually asked him to forgive my sins.
我也从来没有认真的，很正式的请求他赦免我的罪。
I never asked him to come into my life to be my Lord and my Savior and my Shepherd and my Guide.
然后我也没有请求他进到我的生命来，成为我的主、我的救主、我的牧羊人。
So I thought, well, I'd better do that.
我想呢，我最好这么做一下。
So I got out of bed.
Amen. 然后我就
and I got down on my knees.
Amen. 然后我就从床上爬起来，我就跪在床上。
And I said, Lord Jesus, I now receive you.
我说主耶稣啊，我现在接受你。
I want your gift.
我要你这个礼物。
I didn't understand the concept of grace very clearly. I don't remember talking about that.But I sure knew that he loved me, and I wanted him to forgive my sins, to be my Savior. I wanted to receive him into my heart.
但是我确切的知道呢，我要这赦罪的恩典，我要他到我心里来，赦免我的罪。
And he came in, and he has been my Lord and my Savior, just like he promised that he would.
所以他就来了啊，他就成为我的主，我的救主，就如同他在圣经里所应许的一样。
And again, verse 17 says that these blessings are for those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and the gift of righteousness.
这就是十七节讲的，受鸿恩啊，就受神特别丰盛恩典，又蒙他所赐那个从神而来的那个义啊。
Now, if you've never done that, you could do it, couldn't you?
就如果你没有这么做呢，你也可以这么做，你可以接受基督成为你的救主。
You could say, Lord Jesus, I've got a deal for you. I'm going to give you my sin, and you give me your righteousness.
你说主啊，我现在要给你做一个交换了，我要把我的罪呢交给你。
I'm going to give you my death. You give me your life.
所以我把我的死给你，你把你的生命给我。
You could say, thank you, Lord Jesus.
你就一定会说
This is just so wonderful.
谢谢你
Thank you so very much for dying for me.
如此的好，谢谢你为我死了。
All right, any more?
还有什么问题吗？
Any questions? All right, chapter 6.
好，我们继续往下看第六章。
Verse 1 says,
第一节呢?
What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?
这样怎么说呢?我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗?
That's a strange thing to say, but many people say it.
这是一个很奇怪的逻辑,但是的确很多人这么说。
They say, if Jesus is going to forgive all my sin, then I think I'll just keep on sinning and he can keep on forgiving.
所以他会这么说啊，强词夺理，说这个，如果耶稣要把我的罪都赦了，那我现在就天天犯罪就好了嘛，反正他都会赦了。
And other people say, I don't really believe the gospel because you see, it's too easy.
然后有的人会说呢，哎呀，我不是太相信这福音呢，因为太容易了，说就赦免就赦免。
But the logic, of course, is very simple. No, you don't want to keep on sinning so that there can be more grace.
所以这个逻辑很简单。若你真的是悔改呢，你不会说，哎呀，我就是想要犯更多的罪，让神来赦免。
When you receive, when you understand the wonder of God's grace, instead of wanting to sin more, you want to sin less, don't you?
如果当你明白耶稣基督的恩典啊，也明白罪的后果。
I don't want to sin anymore now.
你一定会做。
Look at what Jesus has done for me. I don't want to sin anymore.
你会说呢？我不要再犯更多的罪了，因为看看耶稣所做的，也看看罪的后果啊，我不想要更多的罪。
And so the next line reads, "By no means."
第二节说的断乎不可。就是不可能的。
And that's a very difficult line to translate.
这个是一个比较难翻译的一段。
It basically means no, 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 I don't want that.
他其实就在说呢，断乎不可，就是说不不不不不，我不要这个东西。
We died to sin. How can we live in it?Anymore.
我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢
？Okay, Jesus took our death. We trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and we say, I don't want sin anymore.
所以耶稣的死啊，赦了我们的罪。我们接受耶稣成为我的救主，我成为一个在神眼里的义人。我的心发生一个什么改变？我会说，我不想再犯罪。这不是我要的。
Okay, that's a logical thing to say.
这是一个非常逻辑清楚的事情。
All right, verses, we should read verses 3 and 4 then.
那我们来读第三和第四节。
Try Chinese and then we'll do English.
岂不知我们这受洗归入耶稣基督的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
All right, verse 3. Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead, through the glory of the Father, we may live a new life. So some of you were here a week ago when we had the baptism.
所以我们在座有一些呢，一周前在我们中间啊，当我们受洗，有一个受洗仪式的时候。
And baptism is a picture, a wonderful picture of many things.
所以受洗啊是一个图像，是一个预表，很多的美好的事情的一个影像。
And so when our friends were baptized, they went down into the water.
所以当我们有弟兄姊妹受洗的时候，他们都是进到水里面。
And then Jeet baptized them. He pushed them down into the water so that they were under the water, and then they came up again.
所以当 Jeet 长老把他们拖着到水里就去的时候，他们整个人都在水底下，然后再把他拖起来。
And going under the water was a picture of dying.
所以当人进到全部进到水里去，这像一个什么样的图像？死嘛。
It's actually also a picture of being buried.
以及它是一个图像的埋了，就人死了埋了，就是就像这样。
And then Jeet raise them up again, which is a picture of new life.
啊，记得把他在浮起来的时候的，就是一个什么图像？就是他又得到新生了。
So baptism then, as we practiced it last Sunday, is a picture.
所以受洗呢，我们在前一周有过这样的一个受洗的时候，就是这就是一个图形图像。
It's not the real thing.
它不是一个真实的在发生的事。
It's just a picture of the real thing.
它只是一个真实的事情的一个形象的表达。
Okay, so here you've got an interesting word, baptism, and it says you were baptized.
这里呢，它用一个词说你受洗啊，归入啊，受洗。
But the baptism that is referred to is not the picture, it is the reality.
所以这里我们讲到的呢，就不是一个影像了，这是一个实际，就讲受洗实际人发生了什么。
So Josh, you answer this question for me, please.
所以 Josh, 你可以回答这个问题。
When you got baptized last Sunday, did your life dramatically change?
你上一周受洗完了以后，你生命有大的变化吗？
Yes.
No.
Okay, it changed in part. But the reality, Josh,came before you got baptized, didn't it? Yeah. The symbol, the picture was there, but the picture was of the reality that had changed in your life before that.
所以这是一个图像啊，他想表达的这个意思呢，其实在这之前已经发生了，就是当这是信靠主的那一刻呢，它就已经发生了，但是在受洗的时候是把这样已经在它里面发生的大的变化来表达出来。
So in the life of the Christian there are two baptisms.
所以在一个基督徒的生命里呢是有两个的洗礼。
The first is reality.
第一个呢是事实发生的时候。
And the second is the ceremonial sign.
第二个呢是仪式啊，就是受洗的仪式。
And when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, God says, I'm going to baptize you. I'm going to put down your life. You get to die. I will give you new life.
所以当我们信靠耶稣基督成为我们救主的时候呢，我们就得着了新的生命啊，我们就出死入生了，神就把我们从死里带出来了。所以这是个事实发生的时候，我们就受洗了，是在圣灵里面。
So, when God baptized me, there was nobody who saw it other than God.
所以当神给我施这个洗的时候呢，没有人看见了，只有神看见了。
Maybe the angels.
也许天使。
Probably the devil and his angels.
也许魔鬼也看见了。
And me.
我自己也知道。
There's nobody else in the room. I was all alone.
当那天我得救的那天晚上，除了我自己，没有人在我的房间。
Now later I got baptized upstairs.
那之后的一段，有一天呢，我就在楼上那个受洗池里，我就受洗了。
And there were 100 or more people who watched me when I got baptized upstairs.
我受洗的时候呢，有一百多个人在底下看见。
But the real baptism took place that night when I was on my knees beside my bed.
但是真正的发生的是什么时候呢？是那天晚上我跪下来跟神祷告的那一刻就发生了。这就像结婚和婚礼的关系一样。
And on that occasion, I was baptized, verse 3, I was baptized into Christ Jesus.
所以第三节讲的我受洗归入他的耶稣基督的人啊，就是那天晚上我跪下来的时候，我就受洗归入他。
And I lost my identity then.
在那一天呢，我的老我啊，我原来的身份就没了。
I became Jesus child.
我就成为耶稣的孩子了。
Okay, I was buried into Jesus Christ.
所以我是受洗，就是死啊，归入他，归入耶稣基督。
And I was baptized into his death, which meant it's no longer me, but it's Jesus.
所以我受洗归入他的死呢，就不再是我，乃是基督了。
And then.I was raised from the dead by the glory of the Lord to be a new person in Christ Jesus.
然后我也同样的和他同复活、啊、那有而且 新的复活的我有新生的样式呢是有耶稣基督的那个样式不是我老我的样式。
That was the real baptism.
那这个是一个真实的发生的受洗就是我信的、那个。
When I got baptized upstairs in this tank,That was just the picture.
那我在楼上的这个受洗池在举行的这个仪式呢，其实只是真实发生式的一个影像。
Now,
现在
if I have died to sin and been raised to the Lord Jesus Christ, the question is, Why would I carry on in sin?
那现在我已经受洗了，归入耶稣的死，然后又复活了，那我为什么还会犯罪呢？
I've already died to sin.
那我已经向罪死了呀。
If I'm dead to sin, why carry on sinning anymore?
那我已经向罪死了，为什么我还会持续犯罪呢？
I've got new life.
我已经有新生命了。
Why carry on with the old life if I've got new life?
我为什么老我的还对我的辖制还在呢？
The logic is simple.
所以逻辑在这里很简单。
That is, Jesus has given me new life. I don't want the old life anymore.
那就是耶稣给了我新生命啊，我里面是不想要那旧的生命。
What's the value of this life anyway? The one behind me.
那在我身后的这个刚才黑板上写的这个生命有什么意义吗？
Who wants to spend their time over here?
谁愿意把时间花在
spend your time over here?
左边的这块生命里呢，而不是花在右边的生命里。
What good did this ever do me?
左边这些生命对我有什么益处吗？
What good does this do me?
右边的生命对我的益处是什么？是全部。
Who would want to leave here to go back here?
谁愿意回到自己老我的生命吗？
Paul says, listen, it's absolutely ludicrous to go back here when you should be and could be living here.
所以保罗在这里说，就是我们能够得着新生命的是不会愿意回去旧生命。
And so one of the reasons why chapter 6 is so exciting is because it follows chapter 5.
所以六章啊很让我们高兴，是因为他从五章逻辑就这么继承下来。
We get all the blessings of grace here.
因为在五章里，我们已经看见我们在基督里已经得着所有的恩典了。
All we have over here is sin and sickness and sadness and sorrow.
在老我里。
Go back over here.
老我里有的都是哀伤啊，都是罪，所以不要回去，我们不愿意回去。
All right, any questions, any comments?
好，有什么问题吗？到这里。
All right, verse 5.
第五节。
If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
There is a logic flow in all this.
这里面也有一个逻辑的链条。
And the logic flow is, if he's already done all these good things for us, how much more will he do if we follow him? If he's done that in the past, then carry on and serve him into the future. It's just going to get better.
所以如果他在过去，以及在死上都已经做了那么大的给我们的恩典，那在未来，在他的永生里，他给我们的岂不是要更多吗？这个、
Now in verse 6, the picture changes again.
所以在第六节呢，这个图像又开始切换了。
For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同定十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
So whatever happened to Harold?
所以对老人的 Harold 发生什么了？
He was crucified with Jesus.
他已经和耶稣同定十字架了。
Okay. Just as I was baptized when I trusted him as my Savior, so I was crucified with him.When I trusted him as Savior.
当我接受他成为我救主的时候呢，我就和耶稣啊都在那十字架上，就这就是死而复活的过程。
Whatever happened to the old Harold?
老的 Harold 发生什么了？
No, he was nailed to the cross with Jesus.
他已经被钉死了，就跟耶稣同时钉在十字架上。
What do we have now? We have newness of life now.
现在我们有什么呢？有一个新的生命。
I get to live, I get to reign the crown. I didn't put the picture of the crown there. I should have. We've got the crown now in our lives.
我们有我们生命中的冠冕了，我们可以靠着冠冕做王了。 这个冠冕是真正的冠冕。
Why would I not want to go back here? I would rather wear the crown than have it taken from me.
我不愿意要我老我的生命啊，我愿意要新我。
The old Harold was crucified over here.
老我已经在十字架上钉死了。
So that he can wear the crown.
啊，以至于呢，新生的 Harold 能够得着他生命的冠冕。
All right, and now verse 7. Because anyone who has died has been freed from sin.
因为已死的人就脱离了罪。
Okay. Does sin reign unto death?
罪是不是在
Not anymore for the Christian, because you see the Christian has died.
所以罪和死是不是还掌权呢？对于基督徒来不是。
And sin doesn't reign in his life anymore. He is free from the reigning, from the bondage of sin.
对基督徒来说不是，为什么？因为他在信的那一刻他就已经死了，所以罪和死不在他的生命中掌权了，因为他已经死过了，所以他在生在重生的那个生命呢，已经不受罪的辖制了。
All right, we're going to just slip down. I'm going to read one more verse to you before we're finished. Verse 14.
我们往下跳啊，再读一节哈、啊，今天最后再读一节，十四节。
For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, you are under grace. Sin no longer reigns in the life of the Christian.
所以罪必不能做你们的主，因为你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
Okay, sin doesn't have to reign. Sin doesn't have power. Sin is not the boss anymore. What is the boss is Jesus Christ.
所以罪不再是主了，不再是王了，因为你死了，他就对你没有权势了。现在谁是你的主呢？
That's our study for today.
耶稣基督，这是我们今天的学习内容。
The book of Romans is a wonderful book. Sometimes it's a little complicated, but its teaching is marvelous. That is God's law.
所以罗马书啊是一本很美的书，有的时候有点复杂，因为它讲的逻辑性很强，但是呢这是一本神的法律书啊，就是它特别严谨。
Just remember, when it comes to the law of Canada, you don't have to understand it. All you have to do is obey it.
所以呢，同样道理，比如说你在加拿大啊，你不需要明白所有加拿大的法律，你只需要呢听就好了，你只需要去。
And the teaching of the Bible is often so great that it's hard for us to understand.That doesn't matter. Believe it. Obey it. Carry on. The Lord will explain it to you. But this is marvelous truth.
所以神的这个圣经的教导也是一样，并不是什么时候我们都能明白全部的道理，但是呢，听，然后相信，然后顺从，到一定时候呢，神自然让你慢慢明白。
Okay, let's have a word of prayer.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that the law.Of the Spirit of God in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and of death.
主啊，我们要谢谢您啊，因为在圣灵里的律啊，能让我们释放啊，不再受罪的律捆绑。
We're thankful for all that Jesus Christ did for us on the cross.
我们要谢谢您为了耶稣基督在十字架上所做的一切。
We're thankful that He didn't just reverse all the problems that Adam got us into, but he brought us into far greater and wonderful blessings than Adam ever had.
他不但让我们逆转了亚当夏娃犯罪以来的后果，也更让我们借着他能够进到那永恒无尽的恩典中去。
And Lord, we're thankful then for what you've done for us.
我们要谢谢您为我们所做的一切。
We pray, Lord.That you will just bless each one and cause each of us to say, I choose to receive the abundance of grace and the gift of God.
主啊，我们要求您祝福我们每一位，让我们心里都说，我要选择那永恒的丰盛的恩典从神而来的。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
We 这样的感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.